All right. Hey, good Sunday evening, everyone. Welcome to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call put on by none other than the great Ambassador Brian McClure. Listen, he's been doing this call as long as I can remember being in Ambit Energy, and it is a huge, huge valuable tool. So make sure you guys are getting on these calls every Sunday night, inviting every existing consultant you have and telling every new consultant about it. Greatest part about this call is he's got just great guest speakers every single Sunday night. They get to come on and share their knowledge. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the man that started this call. You know, he's an Ambit ambassador. Listen, he was the number one income earner for, again, as far back as I can remember in Ambit Energy. Now he's an Ambit ambassador. And he is just one of the greatest people that we've ever met. And he's always willing to share his knowledge about this business and just teach you how to build it big. So with that being said, I'm going to bring on the man of the hour here, Brian McClure. I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, Kevin. Appreciate you hopping on and getting us started tonight. And I tell you, like yourself, I'm excited about Ambition. I hope that everybody on this call is registered, whether you're going to watch it online or you're going to go live to the event itself, like I am myself. I know it's the biggest event of the year in Ambit, and it's just something you don't want to miss if you're actively building the business. Not to mention the attendee only promotions that they do, more than pay for it if you go out and just do anything at all. The extra money they throw at the people that attended, again, either online or live in Dallas, is just incredible. Well, I just wanted to hop on tonight, and for those of you that are on the Sunday night call and have been month after month or year after year, I think I've been doing this call about 15 years now. I don't often get on the call. In fact, to be honest with you, I don't remember when I did it last, where I introduce somebody on the call just to, as the person that introduces it. That's typically done by the person who peppers the call and gets the call started and everything. But I wanted to do it tonight because tonight we've got a really, really special couple. And, you know, in the beginning, as you like to hear the genesis of Ambit Energy, of course, I knew Justin back in the XL Telecommunications days, and I just had the thrill to be able to work with him back then, and kept in touch over the years, did a couple of things together outside of MLM, and, you know, just developed a friendship. And when Ambit Energy started, he was, I remember Philip Eckert and I sitting down, and me sitting down, and Philip and I with Steve Thompson. And of course, we knew a lot of the same people. And Steve said, you know, who have you guys talked to? So, well, you're the first one we talked to. So, and first thing out of Steve's mouth is, well, if you don't mind, I'd like to talk to Justin. Justin and I have been working together closely over the last couple of years, and we say that's fine. So he was blessed to get the opportunity of Ambit Energy showed to him by Steve. But, you know, what happened in that process is it was in the beginning, you know, and we didn't have a video. We had to show the business eyeball to eyeball. There were a lot of meetings going on. I started holding intermittent trainings up in Dallas, and some company a year or two in was expanding, and we were up on the fifth floor. And I just remember that Justin and Sherry Tidal showed up and early, helped set out the chairs, helped put the chairs away. And I think it's just a testimony to the type of people they are. And they've literally gone from zero to millions and millions of dollars, the latest recipient of the $10 million recognition, Millionaire's Jacket. And it's because as the business changed over the years, they didn't change in their fundamentals. And their fundamental was pouring themselves into other people, helping other people achieve their goals. And as a byproduct of it, they were able to achieve their own. But, you know, what happens in any business is things change. You know, things are different. You know, I can remember in the beginning talking to people and go, oh, I have a choice as to who my electricity provider is with. Well, I challenge anybody to find somebody today in Texas that would say that. Of course, everybody knows. And then the Power to Choose website came out that compared the rates. And you know, there's one thing about life, and that is that there's change. But the thing I admire about Sherry and Justin is that they instead of moaning and complaining and being negative about change, you know, they adapt to it. You know, they were chameleons, and you know, something changed, then they changed. And through that all, they continue to build the income. And it's a testimony, and the proof is in the pudding, to watch how they grew into the top 10 and then have grown in the top 10. Amazing as to that growth. But that's a testimony or a confirmation as to their ability to change and always stay positive and never lose sight of the fact that what our business is about is not tearing people down, but building people up, being a positive influence, not a negative influence. And, you know, I'm gonna talk a little bit about that with a little bit different bent in the time that I have to speak on Saturday at Ambition. But I wanted to get on and tell Sherry and Justin both how much I appreciate what they've done. I appreciate their ability to change and not only to change, but to take a leadership role in that change, and their focus on continuing to build their business and continuing to climb to be one of the top income earners in Ambit Energy. So you guys don't hold your breath for me to get back on and give testimony to our speakers as they change from week to week. But I did want to get on this week and just say a big thank you and appreciation and admiration I have for both Sherry and Justin Title. So, guys, I will turn it over to you. I appreciate y'all doing the call. God bless you.
Thanks, Brian. I really appreciate you jumping on the call tonight, and I know it was a special time for you to do so, and I do appreciate it. Listening to you talk, it actually reminds me of when we met back in the early 90s and how gracious and awesome you were to me, and really that empowered me to share that with others. So again, I appreciate you jumping on tonight and talking a little bit about Sherry and I. But it's funny, I remember when Steve originally talked to me about Ambit Energy, I was like almost every other prospect that the people on the phone here tonight talked to. I wasn't interested and I was busy doing other things. But when I finally took the time to look at Ambit Energy, I got super excited about the opportunity because everyone understood electricity. And I didn't actually go to a live meeting. Steve just talked to me on the phone and, you know, it just made sense and I signed up. But I remember, Brian, I don't know if you remember going to that little meeting in Austin. There was you, Sherry, me, Steve, and maybe three or four other people. I think it was at Sullivan's, if I'm not 100% right of the name, but I know the location. But it seems like yesterday, and here we are 15 years later, you know, achieving all the things that we've achieved. And I'm super proud of everything that you've accomplished in Ambit. And also, you know, your leadership has certainly driven the field, because somebody in Ambit, they need somebody to look up to. And you've been a fantastic role model for everyone in Ambit Energy. And I love how the Sunday Night Business Builder call still goes on, but you're delegating it to new and up and coming leaders. And I think that's, you know, fantastic for people that are building their Ambit Energy business. But what I'd like to do is really talk to the brand new consultants, whether you're brand new in the business a week or you just promoted to regional or senior consultant. Even though Brian and myself and so many others have achieved great success in Ambit, we all really started out the same way. No customers, no consultants. I laugh all the time. I didn't even know what a kilowatt was. But I want to talk to you about how Sherry and I went from the beginning of where we were in Ambit with just a dream and an idea and built it literally into $1 million business. But I want to first identify the fact that there's three types of people out there. The first type of person is somebody that makes things happen. The second type of person is somebody that watches things happen. And the third type of person says, what happened? And I want to congratulate each and every one of you that are on the call tonight of being in the first category of making it happen. Because, yes, life is crazy. The world is crazy. But I was listening to the people jump on tonight before Kevin kicked off the call. And everyone's got a great attitude. And you're spending time tonight out of your Sunday night, as opposed to doing something else, to spend 30 or 45 minutes to figure out how to make your life and your family's life better. And I want to give you some information so that hopefully you can make this week better as we move into what I believe will be a historic ambition. And whether you're going to view online or whether you're going to show up in person, it's going to be a fantastic event. And what I just want to encourage each and every one of you to do is to make sure that you're 100% immersed in the event, whether it's live or in person. Just get as much as you possibly can out of it. And also encourage every single person in your team to plug in as well. Because in the very beginning, Joe Dean and I used to laugh all the time that there's something magical that happens when people come to big events. There's something that is just instilled inside them that you can't really communicate to somebody unless they've experienced it themselves. So please take the extra effort this week to immerse yourself, but also encourage the people in your team to do the exact same thing. You know, it's funny. I've seen in this business that enthusiasm is an incredible asset. And if I listen to the people talk tonight, and Kevin did a great job opening the call, everyone was enthusiastic, and it's free to acquire. There is no charge to be enthusiastic, but it's priceless when it's implemented. There are some people that will actually join your Ambit business as a customer or a consultant just because you're enthusiastic about it. I mean, Sherry and I have always tried to be positive. The glass is always, you know, half full, not half empty. We've always tried to find the best in everything and be positive. And we found that people receive that very well. So if you just will be enthusiastic about your business, sometimes it won't be a smooth sailing, but just be positive. It's amazing how great things will work out for you. And you have to remember that your desire to achieve your goals has to be greater than the resistance that you encounter. And if you understand that, success will be yours, because there's so much to be accomplished during the months and weeks ahead. And there's going to be people that will say that it can't be done. And you just have to remember, you've got to stay out of their way and focused on doing it. And what I want to talk to you about tonight, really about building your business, is about following the system. And you've probably heard it time and time again about Ambit Energy, but we found that the basics are really what builds the business. But there's two words that I want you to really remember when I talk to you about following a system. It's emulation versus innovation. When Brian first got started in Ambit Energy with Steve and Philip, and the early pioneers, the early founders of Ambit, it was all about innovation. They were trying to figure out how to, you know, talk about the company, the industry, the service, the compensation plan. They're trying to figure out the tools and the presentations and how to make everything work. And there was a lot of innovating going on. But once they figured out and there was a proven track record, now it's about no longer about innovation. It's simply about emulating. It's finding people in Ambit that are successful and do exactly what they do. And the great thing about our business is you don't have to copy one specific person. When you plug into Ambition this week, you're going to hear from lots of different leaders. And you're going to even find some leaders that say one thing that's worked for them, and then some other leaders that say something else has worked for them. And what you need to do is you just need to find different pieces from each person that's successful and make it your own. It's really the difference between research and plagiarism. See, plagiarism is you take somebody's idea and you call it your own. Research is taking ideas from lots of different people and calling it your own. So I want you to become a master researcher. But as far as following the system, I want to talk to you about a few specific points to it. First, let's talk about the invitation. The goal of the invitation is to be brief, and it's not the time to give the presentation. If you're making notes, write this down. The less that you say, the more that you will earn. And I've seen this time and time again over the years that I've been involved in network marketing. I've been with Ambit for now 15 years, but I've been in and around the network marketing industry for over 30 years. And I've seen it that you can say everything wrong to the right person, and that person actually joins the business in spite of what their sponsor said. And the opposite of that is you can say everything right to the wrong person. But your objective is to ask the prospect to view the information and let the system do the sorting for you, and people will copy and do what you do. And there's really two ways to build the business. You can lead with the opportunity, the potential to make money. And then if somebody's not interested in becoming a consultant, you can default and ask them to become a customer, or you can lead the other way. You can talk to people about saving money on their electricity or natural gas bill and then talk to them about the business. There's no right or wrong way. You just have to simply be talking to people about the business. The next part of the system that I always like to talk about is follow-up. Six great words is a little repetitive, but follow up, follow up, follow up. There's several Ambit leaders that said no the very first time. It took me actually 6 months from the time that Steve initially talked to me till I actually joined in Ambit Energy. Remember, circumstances change and your tenure and success in Ambit changes as well. When Steve initially talked to me, I was busy doing some consulting work and the time wasn't right for me. But then 6 months later, the time was right for me. And you have to you kind of struggle with that, because sometimes a no today can become a yes in the future. But what happens is, if you focus your whole success when you make your written list of however many people it is, 5 people, 10 people, 50 people, 100 people, if you focus your whole success on that one person saying yes, that's problematic for you, because sometimes somebody will say, well, if you're brand new in Ambit Energy, how do you know it will work? It might not work for you. And you have to use the other people's success in Ambit Energy to be successful. And remember that as you become more successful in time with Ambit Energy, it becomes easier to prospect. But initially, when you get started, you've got to lean on somebody in your upline or somebody else that's successful in Ambit and use their story of success. But really, how do you take this, the invitation and the follow-up, but how do you take it and actually become successful? If you're first starting out in Ambit Energy, I've said this from the beginning, I still do it today, and I've done it all the years up until today, is focusing on your percentage of time that you spend on each activity. It's really what I'd like to refer to as your daily method of operation. You have to be doing something each and every day in your Ambit Energy business to become successful. And the easiest thing to do is prospect one person a day and then follow up with one person a day. Now, depends on which way you want to go. If you want to lead with the opportunity, I like to lead with the opportunity myself. You can do that, but you've got to make sure that you've got a little spiral notebook that you can make some notes. Okay, who did I talk to today? And then who did I follow up with today? But you've got to spend majority of your time figuring out how to build your team of consultants, and then everyone gathers a handful of loyal customers. It's the simple daily actions that compound over time that allow you to become successful in Ambit Energy. But it's not about you necessarily finding one person to be a rock star. You need to build your business, and then there'll be people in your team that put up their hands and say, I need some help. I want you to go talk to somebody about becoming a customer or a consultant. And that's what you need to do. But you need to make sure every single day that you talk to at least one person about becoming a customer or consultant, and then ultimately follow up with one person to become a customer or consultant. Now, I want to stretch your vision a little bit, because how does it take, how do you really go from zero to $1 million in Ambit Energy? Well, it's pretty simple. You start building your business, but if you want to make just a little bit of money, you're just going to gather a few customers. You're not going to get rich in Ambit Energy gathering 15 customers to qualify for your electricity, for your free electricity or your free natural gas. But if you want to make a lot of money, you've got to show the plan. When Sherry and I got started in the business, we made a list of people that we wanted to talk to about the business, and we went and talked to them and prospected them. People in the beginning said yes, no, maybe, put them on the follow-up. It didn't matter. But we wanted to show the plan, and we wanted to build a team of consultants. We want to promote from regional consultant to senior consultant to executive consultant to national consultant. And how you work on all those promotions, they're all really built on the basic building block of regional consultant. If you figure out how to promote a consultant to regional consultant, then you can promote somebody to senior, executive, and national. But if you want to make a lot of money, you've got to show the plan and build a team. But if you want to make crazy, filthy, stinking, crazy, rich money, you've got to plug your team into big events. You've got to stretch their vision so that they can believe the possibility of Ambit Energy. And I can't think of anything better that's happening right now than Ambition. Right now, Ambit's running a fantastic promotion that they haven't in the past normally run all the way through Ambition. It's a great time for you to make money, but it's also going to be an even better time to build your Ambit Energy business this week. And like Brian mentioned earlier, whether you're going to be live and in person or online, I just want to encourage each and every one of you to make sure you're 100% absorbed in the event. Please make sure that you check in so that you can take advantage of all the attendee-only promotions. But even though you check in, you still have to watch and participate, whether you're live or online. I think Ambit's going to do things this year that they haven't done before. We're super excited about the partnership with Vista and what they've been able to bring to Ambition. But again, it brings it back to you and me as consultants. What are we willing to do? Sherry and I are 100% committed to Ambition. We're 100% committed to Ambit. We're here to help anyone that wants to build their business. We'll work as hard on your business as you want to work in it. We're willing to walk with the walkers, run with the runners, and crawl with the crawlers. But it all happens because we have fantastic leadership currently. But you know what's great about Ambit is we're looking for new leaders. The people that are on the call today, we can't wait to celebrate your promotion. We can't wait to see you achieve what you want to achieve in Ambit Energy. It wasn't mentioned earlier, but I'm super excited about Kevin and Rose Duncan qualifying for their $1 million jacket this year. What a great experience for them. I remember when Rose was at my very first training that I did in Austin. She was sitting in the back taking feverish notes. Her pen was about to explode. But to see them build an Ambit Energy is fantastic and achieve the goal of millionaire status is absolutely unbelievable. I appreciate everyone being on the call tonight. Thank you, Brian, for introducing Sherry and I. We look forward to seeing you this week and anyone else that's live as well. I'm going to turn the call back over to the host of the call tonight for him to wrap up. My good friend, national consultant, one of the newest recipients of Ambit's $1 million yellow jacket, Kevin Duncan.
Ooh, all right. I hope you guys took note of that. And hey, first of all, let me say thank you, Justin, for teaching my wife the system in Ambit Energy. We did it all wrong. So if you guys caught it, listen, emulate the leaders. And what that means is do not freaking miss Ambition. Starts Thursday night. That's the kickoff. All day Friday is a training. And then Saturday, more training and awards. Thank you, Brian, for keeping this call going for 15 years. Thank you, Justin. You're always a fountain of knowledge. I could listen to you train all the time. So we're going to go ahead and meet the call so that everybody can say thank you to Brian and Justin.